Are you looking to settle down or play the field? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Ryan Schacht, postdoctoral fellow in anthropology at the University of Utah, suggests that the type of relationship you're seeking depends on your surroundings.
Popular wisdom and common evolutionary arguments hold that men want short-term, uncommitted flings, while women seek longer-term, loyal partnerships. The explanation for this generally comes down to fundamental differences between men and women. Women invest more in reproduction than do men. They conceive, gestate, and breastfeed babies. So being picky is important for women because choosing poorly can lead to going it alone. For men, reproduction may require no more investment than a brief sexual encounter. However, a developing theory challenges these sexual stereotypes. According to mating market theory, relationship preferences don't follow standard expectations. Instead, what men and women want should be influenced heavily by the availability of partners. If we think of the number of men and women in market terms, economic principles of supply and demand apply. The rarer sex has more bargaining power in the marketplace. For example, when there are extra women, men face a favorable market and can behave promiscuously. They don't have to invest much in being a loyal partner or father. However, when women are in short supply, they can demand faithfulness and commitment, and men meet those demands because women are scarce and therefore a valued resource. To evaluate these ideas, we worked with the Mikushi people of southwestern Guyana. We interviewed 300 men and women in 8 communities with differing ratios of men to women. We asked about their relationship preferences using a standard psychological survey. We found that when women were abundant, men were the fling-seeking cads we stereotypically expect them to be. However, when men outnumbered women, men's interest in short-term relationships waned. In fact, in the communities with the most men, both men and women wanted committed relationships. These findings also apply to people in Western societies. Wherever the male-female ratio varies, so will the availability of partners and the kinds of relationships people want.
That was Ryan Schacht of the University of Utah. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
You're so nice and you're so smart. You're such a good friend, I have to break your heart. I'll tell you that I love you, then I'll tear your world apart. Just pretend I...